You know, it's one of those things, you know, I want to wish happy Father's Day to all the fathers. But, you know, when I was a kid, I just remember, you know, everybody wanted to have a dad who did special things, right? You know, something really special. I had a friend whose dad was a magician. How cool was that, right? You know, he'd make rabbits appear and he'd cut people in half and all that kind of stuff. And he had a huge family. He had four half-sisters and a half-brother. So that was really... I'm trying to work on getting funnier. Now, more for the dads, okay? This is some stuff. Dads, things you will never, ever say. You never have, and you never will. Right? Can you turn up that music? Right? Now, Jerry might have, Okay, everybody else. Go ahead and take my truck. Here's $50 for gas. Okay? Or, I love your tattoo. Maybe we should both go get new ones. All right. Well, the last one I have here. Here, take the remote. All right? Yeah. So, you know, Father's Day cards are fun. You know, everybody's mailing them out today and tomorrow. You know, mothers get their cards like a week early. Dads, it's later, right? It's but here's some cards that I expect to get someday. Okay, these are Father's Day cards that I expect to get. Happy Father's Day. I wouldn't trade you for anything. Of course, nobody's ever offered me anything. Or another one I might get is, thanks, Dad, you tried. Right? or the other one, maybe I'll get it this year, world's better than average dad. Especially dads, but all of us. If there were anybody in the Bible other than Jesus that you would want to be like, okay? Okay, everybody would want to be like Jesus, but not counting him. If there was anybody in the Bible you'd like to be like, who would it be, do you think? Anybody have an idea? David? Paul? Matthew, you know, David facing down Goliath, right? I mean, how cool would that be, right? The whole army is afraid of this man. You come out, no armor, some stones, you plug him right in the head. You know, how cool would that be, right? Maybe Elijah, right? Be this strong prophet, right? You pray and it doesn't rain for years, not a drop. You know, later you pray and you get fire come down from heaven and consume the offering before all of Israel. Then you pray again and it starts to rain. I mean, wow. You know, Peter, you said Paul, maybe Peter, right? Daring, Paul going out all over the place. Joshua. I think Joshua would be kind of cool. Leading the army, you know. What's that? Courageous, right. You know, one thing about all of these people, every one of them that we've mentioned, was that they followed God. They did what God wanted them to do. It just doesn't get any better than that. For each of us to do what God wants us to do. And God then used these people greatly in his own way. You know, they didn't always get to do what they wanted to do, right? David, he wanted to build the temple. And God did not allow him to. God said he can't. You know, Joshua led the Israelites into the promised land, and Moses wasn't allowed to do that, right? He wasn't allowed to go there. You know, Peter wasn't John, and vice versa. You know, John just doesn't have quite the fire that you see in Peter, but John's the one that lived so long and got the revelation and all that, and they weren't each other. And that's something for us to think about. We are not someone else. Be you, not the person you wish you were. You know, for one thing, I mean, that kind of goes back to, you know, this is Father's Day. So be nuts, right? Embarrass your family. That's what fathers' number one job is, to embarrass their children. I firmly believe that, right? It's actually the 11th commandment. For some reason, it generally isn't printed in English, but it's there in the original Latin. It's there. Hebrew. Okay. But, you know, embarrass your kids, embarrass your wife. That's what guys are supposed to do, right? I mean, it's just, that's what I live for. But be you. You know, stand for what you need to stand for. And don't stand for the things you don't need to stand for. I mean, not everybody stands for everything. You know, some things we're just going to sit out. Some things we need to let go. We need to be strong where we are strong, and we need to get help where we need help. Some of us are good at different kinds of things, and some of us have different abilities, and we need to use them as God wants us to use them. And when we need help, we need to be willing to get help. You know, like Dave's telling everybody he can't do this by himself, and he can't. You know, we only have like a month. You know, and there's a ton of work to be left up there. I mean, the previous pastor left that place a dump. You know, I tell you, he was terrible. Right? I mean, the carpet's all ripped up. Oh, I mean, that was on purpose. Guys, if I can encourage you at all, I would like you to say, be God's man. Okay? Do God's will for you. Honor him. I mean, be the person God made you to be. Don't be the other. Don't be somebody else. And as a Christian man, you got that, right? Follow God. Let him do it. I'd like to read through Ephesians. I mean, we're going to go really fast through this. I could actually spend a month at this. But it is Father's Day, and we want to get out in time for supper. So, but this is a long text, but I'm just going to stop a couple times through this. I'm going to read the whole thing. It says a lot about being God's person, okay? I recognize that there aren't just fathers here, but, you know, being God's person. Starting at Ephesians 5, verse 1. Follow God's example, then, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. So we are called to love God. We're called to love people. Okay, walk in the way of love. Christ is our example. Sacrifice ourselves to that. Some of that looks like, well, continue here. But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any other kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. By the way, it says coarse joking, not joking. I'm really thankful for that, okay? It also doesn't say the jokes have to be funny. So I'm okay. We need to be thankful. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. because of such things, that's all this stuff we just listed, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. This life of love means setting that kind of stuff aside. Not even a hint of this kind of stuff. Going on, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. What a powerful statement that is. Find out what pleases the Lord. Search. Hunt. You know, chase it down. God, what do you want? Pleasing God before everything else. You know, God, I will do what you want first. You know, this whole thing of Billy Joe and I leaving. After my last Sunday, okay, we're going to still be in town. I don't know how long. I still have hope of moving to Colorado and pastoring there. Okay. But we will not be attending Hillside while I'm living in Olean. Okay. And that's because God is calling us away from this. And God is calling new pastors here. And that is pleasing to God. I mean, putting God first, searching for what he wants. There's a new pastor here. And we can work at that. Okay, so I have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It's shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. That is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Be very careful then how you live. How you live matters. Our daily decisions matter. We build our reputation, we build our legacy, we build our ministry on daily decisions. You know, what am I going to do? How am I going to react? Be careful. Well, go on. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery, instead be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Men, love your wife. Sacrifice for her. I mean, to love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her is sacrifice. It's our calling as men. It's our calling as husbands. Now, I've had people talk to me, well, you know, my wife doesn't always deserve love. Okay? Well, do you always deserve respect? You know, it talks about wives, it'll come up in a little later, you know, respect your husbands. And husbands are not always all that respectable, especially when they're embarrassing their children. I mean, that's, you know. Your wife deserves your love. It has nothing to do with what she does or doesn't do. And by the way, that works both ways, ladies. Your husbands deserve your respect, whatever it is they do. It's our call as husbands and wives. It's part of being selfless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. So another thing that we can do to honor God and do God's will is to raise up our children well. They're gifts from God. We don't always see it that way. You know, middle of the night when they're sick. But our children are gifts from God. It doesn't matter what age they are. We need to be protective, but not oppressive. We shouldn't be working at exasperating our children, except for that embarrassing time stuff, right? I mean, there are certain times when it's okay. As long as it's really, really embarrassing and really, really in public, all right? I think that's hidden in the Greek in there. Be engaged with your family. I think one of the saddest things is parents who are disengaged from their families. Fathers, you're amazing. You don't hear that enough. I mean, I know most all of you well enough to say it. Fathers, you're amazing. Men, you are amazing. And you're an image of Christ on earth. And we're honored to know you. Your family is honored to know you. I am honored to know you. I'm going to close with one more scripture. And I pray that this is true of us. This is 1 Timothy chapter 1. Or Timothy 1, yeah. Verse 12 to 17. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I once was a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I would imagine all of us can resonate well with God. Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But he saved us, and he has changed us, and we are made new, and we are refreshed, and we are re-energized, and we are not the people we were. We are an image of Christ on earth. And God uses all of us in mighty, powerful ways. Let's pray as the worship team comes up and we'll close with a song. Lord God, I want to ask another blessing upon all the fathers that are here today. Truly, may they know the respect that they are due. If they are struggling with mistakes that they have made, give them the grace to forgive themselves. Help them to recognize Help us all to recognize that in Christ Jesus there is no condemnation. We have been cleansed. We are set free. We are free today to live for you. We are free today to let your light and your life shine through us. Give us the joy of following you. In Jesus' name, amen.